O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the whole earth. Sing unto the Lord and praise his name. Be telling of his salvation from day to day. Declare his honor unto the heathen, and his wonders unto all people. For the Lord is great, and cannot worthily be praised. He is more to be feared than all gods. As for all the gods of the heathen, they are but idols. But it is the Lord that hath made the heavens. Glory and worship are before him. Power and honor are in his sanctuary. Ascribe unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Ascribe unto the Lord worship and power. Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due unto his name. Bring presents and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him. Tell it out among the heathen that the Lord is king, and that it is he who hath made the round world so fast that it cannot be moved, and how that he shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea make a noise, and all that therein is. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world, and the people with his truth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The lesson is the 40th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand for ever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counsellor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and shewed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them by names, by the greatness of his might. For he that is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Here endeth the lesson.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath showed strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek.
Thank you.
hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath hope in his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham, and his seed for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O God, the King of glory, who hast exalted thine only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph unto thy kingdom in heaven, we beseech thee, leave us not comfortless, but send to us thine Holy Ghost to comfort us, and exalt us unto the same place whither our Saviour Christ is gone before, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The reading from Isaiah 40 is often confined to Advent, and in the rush of the last week of term, of buying sufficient presents for Christmas, of trying to avoid certain family gatherings, the message of this text is often forgotten. Comfort, comfort ye my people, it begins. And this is a time indeed for much comfort. For comfort as we try to live our lives, for comfort as we reflect on what has been, and for comfort as we prepare for the future. The Authorized Translation, that of 1611, picks up that the Hebrew word to comfort is in the plural, comfort ye. The idea, therefore, is that the whole heavenly host comforts us. The whole of the celestial spheres, God and all the angels, are there comforting and sustaining us. The days between Ascension Day, which was on Thursday, and Pentecost, or Whitsun, next Sunday, mark a time of transition. The great joyful days of Eastertide are coming to an end, and we prepare to receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, has other names, the Paraclete, from the Greek word to be alongside us, and related to that also, the Comforter. I think it is this term which we should focus on tonight in our prayers. This acts as a reminder that although Christ has ascended into heaven, God has not abandoned us, and this is what we will celebrate next week on the Feast of Pentecost. The theme of the days between Ascension and Whitsun is a theme of invoking and praying for the comfort and support, the nurturing and the challenge of the Holy Ghost. So let us pray. We pray that we may know the comfort of God, that we are not alone. We pray that we may know the comfort of God so that we may not be without hope or possibility. O loving God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray thee so to guide and govern us by thy Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget thy compassion, but remember that we are always walking in thy sight. For thine own name's sake. Amen. We pray that all those who are ill, that all those who are distressed may know the comfort of God. At this time we pray especially for our catechist Margaret Whipp as she recovers from the coronavirus. We pray too for all those whom we know who are ill and suffering at this time. Almighty God, you know that we are surrounded by many great dangers, and because of our human frailty, we cannot withstand them. Give us health of mind and body, that we who suffer may overcome through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray for comfort for all those who mourn. We remember with sadness the anniversary of the death of Lindsay Baxter this week, and we pray that her family and her friends may know the comfort and peace. Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening, into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house, where there shall be no darkness nor dazzling, but one equal light. No noise nor silence, but one equal music. No fears nor hopes, but one equal possession. No ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity. In the habitation of thy glory and dominion, world without end. Amen. So we pray too, O loving God, for comfort in all parts of our lives. We bring in confidence our fears and our petitions before your throne of mercy and peace, and pray that we may receive your comfort to live our lives. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angel charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. And so let us gather up together all our prayers as we pray the prayer which Christ taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Before I pronounce the blessing, this is a reminder that if any of you would like to record the Lord's Prayer in any language and send it in to me before Pentecost, that would be great. All you need to do is to read the words of the Lord's Prayer, record it into your phone, and email it to andrew.allen@exeter.ox.ac.uk. That way I'll be able to splice it together so that next Sunday during the service we will be able to hear a great cacophony, our interpretation of the Holy Spirit speaking in the different languages on the Feast of Pentecost. The blessing. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of the God of love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you now and for evermore. Amen. The Lord preserve your going out and your coming in. Alleluia, alleluia. From this time forth, for evermore. Alleluia, alleluia.